Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I know for my life, for the longest time, and many can probably attest or agree, but a lot of people ask that question. It's just like, what am I doing this for? Like, why? Why? Mm-hmm. You know, Misty Edwards shared a book. It's just, why? It's just that
what's the point?
What's the point?
What's the point? And it's just like, it always seems to be, it's just like that one gnawing question. It's just like, what is this for? Mm-hmm. And I really got to thinking about, you know, you think about, designers or entrepreneurs or people that design things or manufacture things or come up with inventions. And everything's got a purpose. You know, you think about like a hammer, you know,
mm-hmm.
For some of us.
For some of us. But you think about it, it's one specific thing for the nail, or you think about a coat and it's designed for your shoulders and to go over, keep you warm, or a hat. It's designed to keep the sun out of your eyes, but there's so many things that are designed for one specific purpose. Now, they can be used for different things, or,
right.
You know, your shoes for your feet, you get around with your car. And I got to thinking, too, it's just like you think about a plug. No matter if it's a toaster.
Electrical plug?
An electrical plug. It's all designed for the socket. And it's so easy to think about that if you have an architect or a designer or a creator. But you got to realize the fact that you were created. And we're talking about purpose. We're asking that question, why? And regardless of what problem you have in your life, God is the answer. And all those things that I listed, they were the answer. They were the purpose for the problem, right? And so that's the thing. God is the designer. He's the architect. He fashioned you. He's the creator. And in Psalms 139, just details that so intricately that so many times before I've just totally breezed over it.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that you were created in my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. He says,
marvelous.
He says, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in that secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. And immediately when I read that, it really began. I thought back when I was a child. I was like 12 or 13 years old. I had a great grandmother who was a knitting genius. The things that she could put together blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And one day she asked me. She says, Stephen, what's your favorite color? And I told her blue. And we happened to be walking in the store. She says, I want you to pick out a color. So I said, okay. So I pointed out a color of some fabric I liked. And like 3 months later, she presents me with this Afghan. Just amazing.
What's an Afghan?
It's an Afghan, like a blanket, basically.
Like a blanket, yeah.
Okay.
Made out of material.
But she had knitted it together. And she said that she would spend hours and hours every single day just for me. And to think about that, and it's just like you are intricately knitted together. God knitted you together, but there was a purpose of why? We're asking that question, why? God knit you together. He knew how long your fingers were going to be. He knew how many hairs on your head there would be. If you think about this, he designed the sound of your voice. He knew what your eyelashes were going to look like. And then he said, he's like, I knew when your kneecaps were done. It's like God knit you. But you think about it. When you read in Acts 17, you look at this and it's like, okay, I get it. Okay, so God knit me together. There's obviously a purpose that he created me. In Acts 17, it says that from one man, he made all nations that they should inhabit the whole earth. There's 7 billion people on the earth. And he appointed their times and history and the boundaries of their lands. But God did this. God did this so that they would seek out to him, to see if they would seek out to him and perhaps reach out to him and find out that God is not far from them. God put you together and he watched you grow to see if you would reach out to him. You were created for God. And so often we question, it's just like, is that it? It's like, there's got to be more. And it's like, you remember, you know, in Genesis, it recounts the fact that he says that let's make them in our image. We were created in the image of God. And it's just like you look at our culture and there's just a barrage of so many things against that. But that highlights so much so of the reality that this highlights how much the devil hates us. The devil hates you because you're created in God's image. Mm-hmm. And that reminds the devil of what he lost out on.
Yeah. Just that revelation alone helps you to understand there's so many people that have so much self-hatred. They have so many negative, you know, stereotypes about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a little thing that my mom or my dad gave me years ago when I was just, you know, I don't think in middle school or something, but it was in my mirror. And a little thing that said, a little card, it said, "I'm okay because God doesn't make junk."
Mm-hmm.
And I'd look at that just from time to time. She might have just stuck it in. I don't know. Or I'm going to put it in there. But how many times I'd actually reflect on that, you know, think, well, I guess, yeah, I'm okay because yeah. God doesn't make junk. And so many people, they discredit themselves. They hate themselves. They do all these different things, not realizing, listen, you were made in the image of God,
mm-hmm.
and you were made for a purpose. God has a plan for you.
Mm-hmm.
You aren't just an accident, but there's a reason why you exist and you breathe and mm-hmm. you move, and God has a plan.
Yeah, when you criticize yourself, you're criticizing the work of God.
Yeah.
But I'm saying is like that reality that you were created in the image of God highlights the fact of what the devil lost out on. The devil can't have a relationship with God, but you can. And see, the thing about it is, though, so often that we discredit that choice to love God. And you think about, there's so much, you know, we've been talking about a third great awakening and that God would pour out his spirit because darkness is increasing and morality and values. There's never been more evil than there is on the globe right now. But you think about it, and it's like when you make that choice and just says, you know, I want to know the light. I want to choose to love God. And it's like that's a special love when you're choosing to love God. So, you know, like I said, we're continuing to ask that question. Okay, well, what about this purpose? Like, so many people are frustrated because they're trying to live out a life separate from their purpose. Can you imagine a rebellious hammer? It's just like, I want to be a sponge. It's just like, it's not going to work for you, man. It's just not going to work
for
you.
Give it up, bro.
Yeah. And it's just like that. It highlights that, you know, why there's so much frustration for those that are trying to live a life apart from God. And you think about it, it's like, okay, well, yeah, I know Jesus. And it's like, no. He wants us to know him, to be so intricately and so intimately with him. Think about this. If I were to ask you to describe Alaska or describe Mount Everest, to me, I'd be like cold
mm-hmm.
or really, really high.
Right.
But you think about somebody that has actually taken the hours to scale, I think it's 29,000 feet.
Mm.
The amount of strategy that they've gone through and the preparation to stand on the summit of Mount Everest and encounter that reality, that experience, that description is going to be far different from somebody that knows of Mount Everest.
Right.
And that's what God wants us to do, is be so connected and encounter him. And like I said, it's like, it doesn't matter if you're a toaster. It doesn't matter if an electronic device, a radio, every plug was designed for the socket.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're Norwegian. It doesn't matter if you're Chilean, if you're Canadian, if you're Egyptian. There's a heart that God created in you. And your heart was designed for the heart of God. And it was amazing. Something that the Holy Spirit showed me. It's like, imagine that we're a plug. And we're like, okay, I realize I need God in my life. I wish I could do this. But we just for some reason, we don't see that connection. And we want to be connected to God. But it's like, okay, I wish there was something that could connect me. And there's that intermediary, that there's that understanding that comes in between that connects us to the heart of God. And it's Jesus that allows us to connect with the heart of God, because he is God in the flesh. And that was so powerful, because this is our purpose.
Mm.
We're connected to be plugged into the heart of God and walk with him and to walk in his love, to be in his love.
Yeah, that's so powerful, because you'll spend the rest of your life, if you don't understand your purpose, you're going to be frustrated.
Yeah.
And you're never going to, you know, things are not going to work out. You're always settling for second best.
Yeah.
When if you just found out right from the very beginning, you know, God made me the way you walk, talk, breathe, look, act, your intrinsic qualities, the things that make you uniquely you, were all by the design and handprint of God. Mm. When you see rare collectibles, they all have a number and who they were created by. Yeah. Well, you have the print of God upon your life because he loves you and he made you for himself. We're just talking about purpose and the why God created you, why God fashioned you, why God knitted you in your mother's womb. And it's so important because God's designed you to have a relationship with him. That's the whole reason why we live and, you know, move and, you know, have our being, is so that we can know him. Amen. That's why we're here. And if we don't, you know, walk into this revelation, we have this God's second, you know, second best, third best, you know, you're not moving in your original purpose. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes you can be frustrated in your own life because you're trying to do something that you weren't made to do. Mm-hmm. Not only were you made for God, but God made you so that he's given you gifts. He's given you certain talents. He's given you your makeup so that you can accomplish a certain thing. And it's almost like, you know, a air conditioner and a fan. If a fan says, listen, my purpose is to cool the room, and that fan can be on the highest setting, be plugged in all day, 24 hours, and the room will never be filled, Steve. It'll never be filled because it's operating outside of its design. It's operating outside of what it was supposed to do. An air conditioner now is meant to cool a room. Mm-hmm. But when the fan cooperates and moves within the purpose and they complement each other, the fan will be able to move the air that the air conditioner was meant to do. You're going to be frustrated if you're trying to do something that you weren't designed to do. And I've seen people try to do this. It's like, you are not a comic. No, you are not a comic. You are not a singer. I've been told that before. I've been told that I'm not a singer. And
I would have to agree with that.
You would agree?
I would agree with that.
Would you second that?
I would second it and third it.
Steve's been quiet. I don't know. Steve may think that I'm a singer.
I've heard him hit a couple tunes that are pretty on spot. A couple notes.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that.
A little humming.
I appreciate that. But, you know, you got to stay in your lane. You got to stay in what God's called you. You got to, you know, do what God said for you to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a, you know, handyman. The hammer that you were talking about?
No.
See, in Pat's
hand... I'll second
hand,
that. You know, I'll go ahead and fourth that. I'll skip past...
Okay.
Pat's third.
Because, continue.
Yeah, continue that.
A hammer in your hand is what?
Well, no, a hammer in Pat's hand is more like a tool, you know? A hammer in my hand is more like a weapon, and I'd be the one to get hurt, you know? I mean, it is just not my gifting.
Yes.
Not my gifting. Hmm. But I know that you wanted to talk to us about the what, and then there's, you know, the how. How do we find our purpose?
Yeah, well, that's the thing too, and it's just like we understand. Okay, God, you know, I'm meant to have a relationship with God, but the question is how. And you think about it, you know, the Bible says it shows that God is spirit, and we must worship Him in spirit and truth. You know, Jesus came to connect us in that relationship with Him, but God took me back into Genesis, and it just totally blew me away. And real briefly, if you look at in Genesis 1. God has a conversation. He says God created man in his own image, and he says to them, he says God created him, male and female, he created them. Then he goes on to have a conversation with them. He says God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase. Then God said, and I'm skipping through verses 28 and verse 29, but he says, it's basically God's having a conversation. But it's not until Genesis 2 that God creates man from the dirt. And I begin to just really look back at that. And I'm like, whoa, wait a second. And the Holy Spirit took me back to Psalms 139. It's just like God created us in that secret place. And it was just like God was having a conversation with the spirit of man before he created them in Genesis 2. And it says, and then the man became a living being. And it's like God is spirit. And I just got lost in reading Psalms 139, and I was just like, Holy Spirit, I'm like, I want to, like, where is that secret place?
Yeah. Well, in the beginning, God was actually speaking to God, you know, in the beginning, he said, let's create them in our image.
Yeah, exactly. In our, exactly. Thank you. And I was, when I was looking at that, and I was like, you know, I want to go. I was like, where is that secret place? I was like, God, I want to find that secret place with you. And I was sitting there with my Bible. I was sitting in my abiding chair. I had my pen, had my journal, and I'm dialoguing with God. I'm writing it out. And I'm like, God, I was like, I want to go there with you. And I'm like, I want to find that place. And I was just so excited what God was showing me. And what God spoke to me, he said, you're in it.
Mm.
And what really blew me away is that God has done so much. You read through the Bible, you read through the Old Testament, and Jesus coming is God was doing all of this to restore what was lost in the garden.
Mm.
He did all of that to restore that Genesis 2 encounter when Adam walked with God. And it's like when we begin to see abiding like God sees abiding, that is the greatest outcome. That is the greatest purpose when we can have that relationship with God. And, you know, John, you've said many times before, it's like abiding is not something that we have to do. But it's the fact that we're able to commune and talk with and walk with God.
And we get to, right?
Yeah, exactly. We get to. And it's like when we begin to see abiding as God sees abiding, that it's so important to him that he would send his son, Jesus, to die for us so that we would be able to. And it's just like, wow, we're able to have that moment with him and talk with him. It's so much easier than all the things that we add to it.
That's absolutely so, so important. Because in our abiding time, that's when we'll meet God. That's when his plans for us will begin to be unveiled to us.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what the Bible says, can two walk together lest they be agreed? And so what happens is that, you know, we throw out our ideas of what we thought we're supposed to be doing, and we say, you know, God, since this whole idea was started and originated in you, maybe you would have the answer to why I am here. And,
yes.
And maybe I should listen to you, and maybe I should even write this thing down.
Yeah.
And walk it out. Well, listen, you can find your purpose in God. You just need to spend time with him. And he desires to show you and reveal his plans for you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, but plans to give you hope in the future." And so God has had these plans from a long, long time. And he's just waiting for you to say, "Hey, can you bring me in?" And he'll open the books. And he'll show you and reveal himself to you more and more.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.